And on Morning Conversation today, I have Mr. Andy Brueggemann from the Hancock County District Fair Board. Andy, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You got beautiful weather, huh?
Oh, absolutely gorgeous. We couldn't ask for better.
Yeah, the whole week's going to be awesome. And you're already underway going on there at the fair today. And tell me what's happening.
Okay, well, we started at 6 o'clock this morning. We had vet check-in for the critters that are coming in. So all animals that come onto the site have to be checked in before they can come onto the premises. So that started at 6 o'clock this morning. So we've kind of been at it for a little while this morning.
Mm-hmm. Let's check some highlights for today. What else is coming up?
Well, so what we've got going on is obviously a lot of most of the animals. The poultry and rabbits came in yesterday. Today we have beef and the swine and all the rest of the critters come in today. So at 10 o'clock we have the mobile glass. We have glass blowing. Their first exhibition is at 10 o'clock this morning. And also at 10 o'clock we have the tiger encounter. So we'll have a couple different free acts going on right away this morning.
Mm-hmm. And you've got some more animal check-ins going on throughout the day too.
Yep, throughout the day. That'll go pretty much all day long. So up till 3 o'clock when bucket, bottle, sheep, and goat come in.
Andy, tell me about Team T&J.
Okay, they're kind of a kids' interaction. And basically their motto is kind of no harm on the farm. It's an educational interaction with the audience. They put on a pretty good show, educational and fun and entertaining.
Looks like they're on at 11 and again at 3, so please check them out.
Yep. We've also got kids' celebration. That's at 1:30. We'll back it up once. We've got 1 o'clock, we've got open textile arts and crafts judging. And then at 1:30, we've got kids' celebration, which is another interaction with kids. They kind of like that. And we've also added in some foam. They've got an act. It's kind of a new act. We kind of booked it late, but they're in with that other act. It's a foam show, basically, and they blow bubbles and they cover you in foam, and I hear it's a hit. So we got them coming. They're here.
All right, and Scott's Amusement's coming at 5, and then the Fair Princess and Fair Queen at 5 and 5:30, respectively.
Absolutely. And also something new to the fair this year is we kind of remodeled one of our buildings, and we made it into a bingo building. So we can come out. We have prizes for bingo. That's at 5 o'clock, and then obviously you said Scott's Amusements, Fair Princess and Queen contest. Later, Farm Bureau picnic. Farm Bureau members open to the public also. Then 6:30 tonight we have our Grand National Outlaw Truck and Tractor Pull.
That's right. By the way, how did Tough Truck go last night?
Pretty good. It was entertaining. They kind of destroyed some trucks, and we had a good turnout for the crowd. And it's just something that we kind of introduced. You know, Tuesday night's a little bit of a not so much a lower key night, but it's a beginning night, and we had a good showing.
All right. So as Andy mentioned, tonight is the Grand National Outlaw Tractor Truck Grandstand, all classes. It's $15 for adults, kids 5 to 12, $5 and 4 and under free. And something else we might want to mention, Andy, is the fact that people can purchase their tickets online now this year.
Absolutely, Mark. I was going to hit on that, too. Yes, you can buy tickets online. And then you just have to walk into the door, bring your ticket or have it on your phone, and they scan you and you walk right in.
Very good.
And also something with that is something new is if you run short on cash while you're here during the fair all the times, we've got a cash machine set up, but we also do take credit cards.
Very good. And also, if people are thinking about sponsorship opportunities, they just find a fair board member and you can give them the information.
Absolutely. We're always looking for people to sponsor the fair.
Very good. Andy, thank you. I know you're a busy guy. We appreciate everything you're doing for the fair, and have a beautiful week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Andy Brueggemann with the Hancock County District Fair Board.